Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we'll continue learning Sefer Yirmiyahu, focusing on Chapter 3, which is a seamless continuation of the closing verses of Chapter 2. You will recall that the division of the Tanakh into chapters, as it is currently printed, is a Christian innovation, and is too often inconsistent with the divisions of the Masorah, and can prove sometimes to be patently absurd. This is one such instance. In the closing lines of Perek Bet, Hashem bemoaned Am Yisrael's infidelity, like an habitual adulteress looking for love in all the wrong places. There, in verse 36, he exclaimed, Ma tezli me'od. Breaking with most translations, Rabbi Yossi Kara interprets this phrase as, how badly you cheapen and disgrace yourself, trying to please other nations. Rashi and many modern scholars believe that Yirmiyahu is recalling Hashem's disgust and anguish at the idolatry and immorality that was rampant in the northern kingdom, leading ultimately to its fall, and the forced scattering of the 10 tribes into oblivion by the Assyrian invaders 2 centuries before Yirmiyahu. The Judean kingdom was saved from a similar fate when Hashem miraculously foiled the siege of Jerusalem by Sanherib in the merit of its righteous king Chizkiyahu, who had instituted a national and religious reformation and eradicated all vestiges of paganism. Tragically, his descendants, Ahaz and Menashe, did not follow in his ways and tried to appease the Assyrians by adopting their culture and religion. Deluded that assimilation will prevent persecution, Am Yisrael managed to lose its identity while reaping the contempt of other nations. In the opening of the 3rd chapter, Yirmiyahu continues to use the image of the straying wife. Le'mor, en yishalach ish et ishto, ve'halcha mi'ito ve'hayta le'ish acher, hayashuv eleha ot? Halo chanof techanef ha'aretz ahi, ve'ad zanit re'im rabim, ve'shov elai? Ne'um Hashem. The opening word lemor suggested is a continuation of the previous chapter, in which Knesset Yisrael is portrayed as a woman spurned by her lovers, cast out and wandering, frustrated and despairing. And here Hashem, through his prophet, gives voice to her feelings, as if to say, I stupidly ran after others and lost my husband and first love. Will he ever come back to me? Can there be a reconciliation, even with sincere repentance, when the wife continues to commit the same indiscretion? As indicated by the phrase, Ve'at zanit re'im rabim. But you have played the prostitute with many lovers. After all, the law is articulated in Sefer Devarim in the 24th chapter, declaring, her former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be his wife after she was defiled, for that is an abomination before Hashem. Nor can Knesset Yisrael claim innocence, as Yirmiyahu points out in the 2nd verse. He calls on her to look at all the hilltops and byways where the vestiges of Avodah Zarah still stand, and asks graphically, lift up your eyes to the bare heights and see, where have you not been lain? Nevertheless, Hashem, portrayed as the husband who cannot douse the love or erase the memory of blissful days, seems willing to forgive and take her back. Hashem tried to send warnings. He withheld the rain in hopes of awakening a sanguine nation, but to no avail. He hoped she'd cry out again for his help, knowing of his boundless compassion and charity. Halo me'ata karat li avi, aluf ne'urai ata. Hayin to le'olam, im yishmor la'netzach? Hinei dibart, v'ta'asi ha'ra'ot v'tuchal. If only she would call from now on, my father, friend of my youth, will you always be angry? Will your wrath continue forever? But even such words ring hollow when she continues to betray Hashem. Thereafter, a new parshia opens, as shown by the pay before verse 6. A new chapter spoken by Yirmiyahu, who relates a conversation he had with Hashem, apparently at the time that Yoshiyahu renewed the nation's covenant with Hashem. Vayomer Hashem elai b'yimei Yoshiyahu ha-melech, ha-ra'ita asher asta meshuva Yisrael? הולכה היא על כל הר גבוה ואל תחת כל עץ רענן ותזני שם. Hashem said to me in the days of King Yoshiyahu, have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She goes on every high hill and under every green tree to prostitute herself there. I said after she had done all these things, oh, she will return to me. But she didn't return. And her treacherous sister Yehuda saw it. In referring to the straying tribes of the northern kingdom, Hashem uses the name Meshuvah Yisrael as an ironic nickname drawn from the word Shovava, indicating untamed and unbridled, but possibly hinting at Tshuva, the penitent returnee, as stressed in the following verse and resonating throughout the following section. Va'omar achare asota et kol eile, elai tashuv, velo shava. Va'tere bagoda achota Yehuda. I said after she had done all these things, oh, she will return to me. But she didn't return, and her treacherous sister Yehuda saw it. Despite the terrible consequences that befell Bnei Israel of the northern kingdom, the people of Yehuda did not learn the lesson of history and followed in the sinful footsteps of their exiled brothers, and even outdid them in social and religious corruption during the days of Ahaz and Menashe. Therefore, it seems that Hashem sends Yirmiyahu to the Israelites scattered throughout the Assyrian Empire. However, Radak, Abarbanel, and others point out that nearly a century has passed since those 10 tribes were exiled and scattered. And while they shall be found and returned in the latter days when Moshiach comes, Yirmiyahu was sent to use the fate of the northern kingdom as an object lesson for the remaining tribes of the Judean kingdom. In any event, the poignancy of God's call to his beloved children applies to all the lost and alienated individuals descending from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shuva mishuva Yisrael, Neum Hashem. Lo apil panai bachem, ki chasid ani, Neum Hashem. Lo etor leolam. Return, backsliding Israel, declares Hashem. I will not look in anger at you, for I am merciful, declares Hashem. I will not hold a grudge forever. Hopeful that they can avoid the full consequences of their treachery, Hashem echoes the call for repentance that was issued to the erring Mamlechet Yisrael, Shuva Meshuva, when Hashem had pled with his beloved nation to acknowledge their wrongdoing and renew their relationship with him, only to be met with deafening silence. Now Hashem repeats the call, but more tenderly, to the long-lost Bnei Israel who shall someday be gathered and brought home. And he reads in verses 14 and 15, Shuvu banim shovevim, Neum Hashem, ki anochi ba'alti bachem, velakachti etchem echad me'ir ushnaim im mishpacha, והבאתי אתכם ציון, ונתתי לכם רואים כליבי, וראו אתכם דעה והשכיל. Return, rebellious children, declares Hashem, for I am your master, and I will take you, one from a city, two from a family, and bring you back to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. No longer referring to the adulterous wife, Hashem pleads with his forlorn children, implying that their errant ways are the fault of corrupt or inept leadership and ineffectual teaching. Though they are shovavim, mischievous, they remain nonetheless his children. The phrase ki anochi ba'alti bachem sounds like a rationale for returning. Rashi says it implies mastery and ownership, arguing that no other power, including the Assyrians or the Babylonians, have a right to enslave and tear Jewish children away from their home and their identity. The Targum suggests it means, I'm your married spouse. And though the Israelites were sent away, Hashem never divorced them and never annulled the covenant he made at Sinai with them. Nevertheless, Hashem foretells only a small minority, one from a city and two from a family, will do tshuva and be brought back to Zion. From that remnant, Hashem promises, Tirbu ufritem ba'aretz bayamim ha'hema. You will increase and be fruitful in the land in those days and at that time in the future. At that time, Israel will be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered in Jerusalem to honor the name of Hashem. They will no longer follow the stubbornness of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Yehuda will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together from the land of the north to the land that I gave to your fathers as an inheritance. However, that idyllic future is conditional. Hashem explains that the prophecy's fulfillment depends on authentic tshuva, wherein Avi tikrei li, ume'acharai lo tashuvi. You will call me Father, and will not turn from me again, from following me. Then, in verse 21, Yirmiyahu heard a disembodied voice. Kol al shva'im nishma, b'chi tachanunei bnei Yisrael, ki he'evu et darkam, shachachu et Hashem Eloheim. Malbim explains that Yirmiyahu heard the call of God from the heights, and then he heard the sobs and pleas of Bnei Yisrael coming up from the valley like lost sheep, crying that they have perverted their ways, they have forgotten Hashem their God, and don't know their way home. They no longer recognize the voice of God calling to them. So Hashem calls them again in verse 22. Shuvu banim shovavim, erpa mishuvoteichem. Come back, backsliding children, and I will cure your backsliding. To which the children respond, Hininu atanu lach, ki ata Hashem Elokeinu. Here we are coming to you, Hashem our God. The chapter closes with tearful confession by a nation that has suffered the consequences of its betrayal and seeks earnestly to return to the homeland and to Hashem. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.